Pioneering Public-Private Partnerships at the University of Kentucky, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. New dorms and new students at the university have prompted UK officials to review student services on campus, including how those students might be fed. Here to tell us about that and more is UK's Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration, Eric Munday. Eric, welcome back to UK Perspectives.
Good to be with you.
Even though it's only the beginning of March, this has already been an incredibly busy year at UK. So before we talk about those new partnerships, tell us a little bit about some of the major initiatives your office has been involved in.
I think our focus clearly over the last 12 months is so much around the transformation, the momentum of the campus. A lot to do with the facilities, not the just the facilities from the outside, but also the great programs that are available in those facilities. But whether it's housing, whether it's the $275 million worth of projects that have been started since the last year, and we're talking about the science building, we're talking about Commonwealth Stadium, and we're looking, of course, to our new Gatton College of Business Economics, which is under construction right now. But housing is such an opportunity for the institution, and that transformation, which is unprecedented in public higher education, of looking at all of our residence halls and how do we revitalize that such important component of living and learning on the campus.
And the students that I've heard from who've moved into some of these new dorms are really happy with these facilities, too.
The 601 beds of Central Hall 1 and 2, we opened last fall. We're at 100% occupancy and capacity. Everything from the Tempur-Pedic mattress to just great learning spaces. And I think that's one of the differentiators we're doing here at the University of Kentucky, is it's not just those great spaces, not just the rooms they stay in, but it's the rooms that they live in within the facility as well. And those living, learning spaces, having classrooms in the facility, all of those things build that great environment.
Well, as we discussed at the beginning, the university recently announced plans to enter into negotiations with private companies to potentially take over some of the dining operations here. Why was that decision made, and why, Eric, do you think it's so potentially important for us?
Well, when you think about quality of life and that environment for student success, housing, dining, parking, athletics, student centers, rec centers, all of those things, we have some tremendous opportunities on dining. And so that's what we really see, is an opportunity to improve that experience. Some of that's facilities, but it's also program differentiation. We need more healthy food options. We need options for food at different times of the day. We need to make sure that we're also able to serve the increasing number of students that are going to live on the campus. So how do we look at that? How do we serve that need? We went through, I think, what has to be a wonderful process where we really listened to the community, we listen to our students to try to understand more of what they want, what protections we need to have. We learn from those things, and now we're acting on that. And so to continue that process of entering into negotiations with possible third parties who would perform those functions, we're in the midst of those now, and we look forward to the outcomes and what and how dining is going to be improved at the University of Kentucky.
Has the kind of public and private partnership for dining services that you've envisioned, has that been done at other universities, other institutions?
We talk a lot about housing, of course, and being one of the first to do what we're doing. Dining, about two-thirds or so of institutions like the University of Kentucky have entered into P3s or public-private partnerships for dining. If we just look at the Southeastern Conference, about 10 of the 14 schools have a P3 for dining. If we look at the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the majority of the 8 publics have a public-private partnership for dining. So we're doing something that is fairly proven across higher education. We've looked at those models. We've traveled to some of those institutions to understand what they've done well, opportunities they're trying to overcome. And so we've tried to learn and understand all those different aspects to make sure that how we do it is the UK way. And we do it where we are going to provide protections for our employees. They're going to remain University of Kentucky employees. But at the same time, how do we move this to the level of experience and service that our students of today and the students of tomorrow want and deserve?
Are there some problems or issues that have been encountered at these other institutions that might be good for us to be prepared to address?
Now, when we look at these type of partnerships, I always think about four things: the term of the relationship, the return, the amount of funds that come back to the institute, the amount of the investment, and this key part, the fourth part, which is addressing your question, the program. So is sustainability and what level of importance is sustainability? How do we tie that into the land grant mission, the special mission we have at the University of Kentucky that differentiates us from all the other institutions in the Commonwealth? How do we ensure those types of things are not only important in word, but important in act? And so we've looked at other institutions. Some have done these really well. And so how do we model some of those things here at UK?
Well, we've talked a little bit about this. The board and the university have announced next steps in the continuing revitalization of campus housing. But tell us a little bit more about what's happening with housing and why it's important to the institution.
So the board is now authorized at four different intervals the housing transformation. So now we have authorized over 5,700 beds, over $348 million that's being expended right here, right now in the University of Kentucky campus. So that is going to provide us the facilities to be a great institution, to be more successful than we are today. What goes on inside those, the living learning programs, our colleges providing more experience for students in those residence halls, is that differentiator. That's, we're going to utilize those wonderful facilities, but it's the programs and the ways in which they're going to be utilized that's going to make the long-term difference. So what are we going to see? Higher levels of retention, higher levels of graduation rate, higher levels of preparation for our students for after college. It's student success. And that's what those facilities and what's going to occur in those facilities. We know our students are used to a higher level of service than we were able to provide in our residence halls, higher level of amenities. And we've balanced that with what we can do. And we've built some of, I believe, the finest housing facilities in the country.
Yeah, expectations that students have aren't the same as when you were in school or in the dark ages when I went to a university. It's really, really amped up over time, hasn't it?
We used to joke that our students talked about eating healthy and working out, but yet they didn't utilize those services. Mm-hmm. Today, our students act on those things. And if you go to our rec facilities and what type of services they want, if you go to our dining halls, whether it's specialized dining needs such as vegan or vegetarian or low in certain substances, those are things that our students need today and want, and we're going to provide those at a higher level than we've done in the past.
I think in my day, the main issue was quantity of food.
Well, some of them still like the all you care to eat.
There's been some discussion and some criticism of the steps that have been taken at UK in dining and housing. What are your thoughts about those concerns?
I think it is key that we listen to our community, not only our students, but our surrounding community, the Lexington community. And we all have various passions. And our passion is to build that environment for student success. How we get there, we're going to differ in some ways. Maybe we're not going to see it the same way. But I think everyone enjoys that same outcome. And it's incumbent upon us as a public institution, as the University of Kentucky, to listen to those concerns, to have discussions around them, to have prolonged discussions around them, but also to understand and recognize that the outcome that we achieve and we desire is going to be in the best interest of our students. And so those conversations continue. I think we had just an amazing process at the University of Kentucky for our master plan, which we recently completed, something like over 80 meetings throughout the community, on campus and off campus. And those are the same types of things we have to continue with: dialogue, understanding the needs of our community as well as the needs of our student. And that's how we're going to be successful.
Well, you've been at UK for about a year now. So what are your impressions of the place and what are some of your priorities for the future?
Transformation, momentum, a time. I believe universities go through these windows of opportunity for greatness. And we're in that today. And we have tremendous leadership in our president, Eli Capiluto. He is just a joy to work with and work for. And we have a board that is supportive of our initiatives, supportive of this institution, continuing to progress towards greatness. So how do we utilize those? How do we use this time, this point of time, where we can do more? And do more means doing more for our students. It's that environment for student success. It's providing the support and the service to our faculty and staff who make it happen every single day. So whether it's that custodian that's coming in early to get the sidewalks clear in this tough winter that we're experiencing, or that faculty member that's, you know, teaching the students something they never thought of before. How do we support and serve that? And that's when in finance administration, that's what we think about every day, is how do we do those things that make it easier in the lives of our students, faculty, staff, fans, visitors, and so on, for we can be a better institution.
So it's not just a bottom line that you're looking at.
No. Our bottom line is the recruitment, retention, graduation, and long-term success of the students. That's not the day they come in. It's the day they walk across that stage that makes the difference.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Eric Mundy, Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration at UK. Our complete interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.